Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, please listen to this, because the grieving mother of a Cavan teenager who died by suicide is appealing for help after her son's image appeared in a far-right anti-vaccine newspaper. 18-year-old Diego Gilsonen is among 42 photos of young people on the front page of the Irish Light, with the former journalist Gemma O'Doherty claiming their sudden deaths were somehow linked to the COVID vaccine. Edel Campbell says the use of her son's image has left her family traumatised. Our reporter Barry Lennon is here with the story. What can you tell us, Barry?
Yeah, 18-year-old Diego Gilsonen was adored by everyone who knew him, especially his parents, Adele and Peter, and his three younger siblings. Diego loved life. He completed a PLC course and started a job at Kingspan in Castleblaney. But his family didn't know he was struggling with mental health issues, and he died by suicide in August 2021. For Diego's mother, Adele Campbell, the grief is still raw.
Just loved life. Absolutely loved it, so he did. He was in such amazing form. Big circle of friends and always big plans of getting rich quick or going on holidays or planning to go away. And he was just a great kid. Loved his family so much. So friendly and didn't cause any grief to anybody or annoyance, you know. He was all into working and, yeah, he had some fun down through the years. Don't they all, you know. He was great and so friendly. Everywhere you went, people would be saying, such a well-mannered wee boy, and always saying hello and polite. And yeah, we miss him very, very much.
He died suddenly on the 25th of August 2021. You had no inkling that there were any mental health issues.
We didn't know he was suffering. We definitely didn't know. We didn't know there was anything wrong. That same day, he had paid for a year's prescription of his PlayStation, which was something that he would never have done, you know. He was in fantastic form, really, really good form.
Diego died during the height of the pandemic, so his funeral was in some respects a private affair, wasn't it?
Yeah, as private as it could be, yeah, under the circumstances. But everybody showed out in numbers through the town. It was just amazing, the support and how so many people just got together, you know. Couldn't believe it.
They lined the path.
They did, the whole way through the town, yeah. I never seen anything like it before. But it was sad. We shouldn't have been there. Them people shouldn't have been standing on the street, you know. It shook the whole town. It really, really did. He was so young, had his whole life ahead of him. So many big, big plans. It shook everybody.
A big thing for the family at the time, and even now, is that nobody ever had the chance to say goodbye.
No. Nobody got the chance. If I would have known that last phone call, I wouldn't have hung up the phone. I would have done a million and one things different. But I can't change any of that now. Nothing's going to take him back.
That's Diego's mum, Edel Campbell, there. So what happened in recent weeks, Barry?
On the 26th of November, Adele became aware of her son's image featuring on the front page of the Irish Light newspaper. A family friend had spotted it in a shop in Monaghan, not far from Adele's family home. Later that week, Adele discovered the paper's contents. Gemma O'Doherty is the editor of this free sheet. It's also distributed online through a website and on Facebook and Telegram. And in the paper, Miss O'Doherty suggested Diego Gilsonen's death and 41 others are, quote, just a small fraction of those young Irish who were struck by the plague of sudden death in 2021 and 22. Miss O'Doherty accused the media of covering up the real reason behind the deaths, which she claimed was, quote, the untested and dangerous injection they forced into the Irish people in a blackmailing operation. Other deaths used by the former journalist to advance her argument include the death by suicide of Sligo footballer Red Oak Murphy and the death of Galway Camogie player Katie Moran in a tragic accident. In more recent days, Adele Campbell also became aware of a video circulating online of Gemma O'Doherty publicising the paper. And for Adele, who's a health worker by profession, so the implications of this paper's contents even greater again, the last few weeks have been traumatic.
It's just turned my life completely upside down. I can't think of anything but it. to think that somebody could use my son and so many other children to push what she thinks is the reason they died. Diego didn't die from anything to do with COVID. Diego had mental health problems that we didn't know about. But somebody used him, took his picture and used it for their own benefit and what they think is the right thing to be doing. All them families, including myself, are heartbroken to see it, and some of them families probably haven't even seen it. It was by chance that a family member of mine came across it. And then a couple of days later to realise that it was actually for sale in a shop, like in a shop in a local town. It's devastating to think somebody could do this. Somebody could hate me and them other 41 parents to do this to them. It's just been horrific. I spent all my time looking through different things to see which sites it's on, and then to be sent a video on the 1st of December of Gemma holding up the newspaper to the back of a van with hundreds, could be thousands of newspapers promoting my son, for people to be buying her newspaper, for people to be saying, like, died suddenly at the top of a page. Who does that to somebody? Who could even think like that? It's just horrific. It's sad.
This in a newspaper. She took the picture without permission. She'd never contacted you to ask, had Diego even taken this vaccine? There was no checks, no permissions.
She took that picture of OIP, and she took that picture without my permission, and she posted it in front of that newspaper. She never contacted me. She never asked me. She doesn't know Diego's circumstances. I doubt she even knows his name.
What's particularly frightening here is that your other children are ages 10, 11 and 13.
If one of my children was to walk into a shop and see a newspaper sitting there with their brother, who they're completely traumatised over losing, on the front page, how would that make them feel? It's disgusting. It's horrible. And she never thought about anybody else when she was doing this. She thought about herself. She thought about fun and this thing that she's doing.
Some of those who saw it originally, they did raise questions, did they? They asked whether this was actually true.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Pure coincidence that the paper got into my hand. I would have never seen it. Only a really, really close family member, a friend of hers, had seen it. And she was like, this is like Diego, like, what do people think when they see this?
The impact since you learned about this paper, you say you've got very little sleep. Coming up to Christmas as well, which is a very difficult time.
I can think of nothing less all the time, all day, every day. I think of this. Everywhere I go, I spend most of my nights looking through Twitter, which is something I've never done before. And now I see she's got a new Twitter page, her profile picture, as the top of the paper of children that died suddenly. It's everywhere. Everywhere I look, it's there. I think about it all the time, to think how somebody could hate me and all them families so much to do that. She ripped the heart clean out of me again. It's disgusting. It really, really is unfair.
Again, that's Diego's mother, Idelle Campbell, there. Can you tell me what efforts Idelle and her family made, Barry, to stop the distribution of this paper and the sharing of Diego's image online?
They've tried several avenues with the help of local Cavan activist Christopher Shackleton. Idelle also spoke to Ali Bracken in the Sunday Independent earlier this month to try and highlight this issue. But as of yet, nothing has worked.
I tried to contact Gemma so many times. I've emailed her, I've emailed the newspaper, I've tried to ring her, I've tried to do everything. I've spoke to a couple of solicitors and nobody take the case on. All I want is for her to say sorry, just to apologise to me and them other families, to take that off her paper, to dispose of any she has left, take pictures of my son off all our social media sites. Stop sharing them and stop using him. Stop using him, please.
You tried so much that really it's a feeling of helplessness at this stage, isn't it?
I don't really have much avenues left. I don't know what to do with it. I've tried everything. Nobody seems to want to listen. Nobody seems to care. But as a parent, if it was your son or your daughter that was picture was being used in them contents, would you be happy about it? Would you lie down and let her away with it?
And as you say, you followed this on social media and everything as well, and yet nobody seems to be stepping in here, if you will.
I never even heard about it before this. Nobody wants to do anything. Everybody thinks it's okay, but it's not okay. She can't get away with this. You cannot harm 42 families for no reason and get away with it. The system shouldn't work like that.
We are expecting hate crime legislation. There are supposed to be tougher social media regulations.
Something needs to be done about this now. Could she not even be stopped posting my son's picture? Could she not be made take it down off the social media sites? I know these things will last forever, because once it goes online, it's online forever. And that's something I'm going to have to live with every day for the rest of my life. The chances of going on to Twitter or going on to this social media site and seeing this video, seeing this picture, a constant reminder of what she's done.
Have you managed to shield Diego's three siblings from all this?
Yeah, no. It's hard because... Obviously, with what happened, I tried to be as honest as I could with them about it all, because I have that fear that when they get older, if they hear from somebody else what I hadn't told them, that it might make things a lot harder for them. So I will eventually have to tell them. But I don't want them to think that a bad woman has done something wrong and got away with it. So I was hoping to tell them maybe some good news to the end of it. I don't want them thinking that bad people can do bad things and get away with it. I have had sleepless nights for the last 16 months, but more so for the last month when I seen that video. It's hard. It makes a bad situation worse.
I'm sure Diego would be proud that you're fighting this and trying to get everything cleared up as best you can.
Yeah, he definitely would. I'm doing this for Diego and them other children. Diego would never have liked that to be said about him. He definitely wouldn't. His picture should be published in that way. He was happy. He loved life. He didn't deserve this. Nobody deserves this.
My God, my heart goes out to Adele and all of her family. I must say, has Jim O'Doherty or the publication The Irish Light said anything about all of this, Barry?
Well, Adele Campbell there, as we heard, has made several attempts to contact Miss O'Doherty and the Irish Light newspaper to no avail. Contacts by this programme have also gone unanswered today, both to Miss O'Doherty and indeed to the newspaper. Now, it's worth remembering Twitter permanently suspended Gemma O'Doherty's account in July 2020. However, following receipt of a list of questions from this programme earlier today, an apparent new account entitled Real Gemma O'D tweeted, "Fantastic news, everyone. Hashtag fake news. RTE News planning another hit job on the Irish Light. This may result in your deliveries being slightly delayed, as free publicity like this always generates a lot of new orders for the paper. Please be patient. We are, as always, above target."
What about the government then? Is there any regulation in place to help Diego?
The Department of Justice intends to enact a hate speech legislation in the new year, so some provisions in that may be applicable here. A spokesperson for the Department of Media said that while the department cannot comment on individual cases, nor has the department seen the material referred to in this report, intrusions in personal lives, whether offline or online, are damaging, and the use of anyone's personal information, particularly children, to spread disinformation about public health matters is wrong. The department also confirmed how a social media commissioner will be appointed earlier in the new year, this following the signing into law of the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill just last week. And that commissioner will be empowered with mechanisms to deal with complaints about material published on social media platforms. However, it's unclear as to what provisions, if any, in terms of material posted on websites.
Barry Lennon, thank you very much indeed for that report. And if you have been affected by any of the content in Barry's report, you can go to rte.ie/helplines.